America's forecasters are tracking Hurricane Isidore as it spins over Cuba. States along the Gulf of Mexico are watching its progress closely. Emergency management officials are always bracing themselves for the worst-case scenario. They say if a storm hits Louisiana just right, it could cause the biggest natural disaster in America's history. Daniel Zwerdling reports for NPR News and American Radio Works.
Think about the great cities in this country, and one of them will be New Orleans. On a recent evening, a scientist pulls up in the French Quarter. Joe Cejeda takes a plastic rod out of his trunk, and he proceeds to show us what could happen the next time a hurricane hits New Orleans.
Okay, this is a tool that I have, a range rod. It'll show us how high the water would be if the city were hit with a Category 5 hurricane.
Which would mean what? How many
About 20 feet of water above the ground that we're standing on right now.
20?
20 feet. So I'll extend this up.
A Category 5 hurricane is the most powerful storm on a scientific scale. Cejeda plants the rod on the sidewalk next to a 200-year-old building that's all wrought iron balconies and faded brick and wooden shutters. Every click marks another foot that the flood would rise up this building.
Can't believe you're still going.
Yeah, I know. Kind of shocking.
Until a couple months ago, Cejeda ran a prominent research center at Louisiana State University. They've developed the most detailed computer models that anybody's ever used to predict how hurricanes could affect this region. Studies suggest that there's roughly a 1 in 6 chance that a killer hurricane will strike New Orleans over the next 50 years. Cejeda's still extending his stick.
It's well above the second floor there, and it's just about to the rooftop.
It's hard to comprehend, really.
It is, really, to think that that much water would occur in the city during this catastrophic storm.
Do you expect this kind of hurricane and this kind of flooding to hit New Orleans in our lifetime?
Well, I would say the probability is yes. In terms of past experience, we've had 3 storms that were near misses that could have done at least something close to this.
So basically, the part of New Orleans that most Americans and most people around the world think of as New Orleans would disappear underwater.
It would. That's right.
And just across the Mississippi River, Walter Maestri is struggling to help New Orleans prepare. Maestri's the czar of public emergencies in Jefferson Parish. That's the county that sprawls across a third of the metropolitan area. He points to a map of the region on the wall of his command post.
A couple of days ago, we actually had an exercise where we brought a fictitious Category 5 hurricane into the metropolitan area.
The map is covered with arrows and swirls and erasable marker. They show how the fictitious hurricane crossed Key West and then smacked into New Orleans. When the computer models showed Maestri what would happen next, he wrote big letters on the map, all in capitals.
KYAGB, kiss your ass goodbye. Because anybody who was here as that storm came across was gone. It was body bag time. We think 40,000 people could lose their lives in the metropolitan area.
And some scientists say that figure is conservative. People have known for centuries that New Orleans is a risky spot. The biggest river in North America wraps around it, and most of the land is below sea level. But researchers say they've been learning just how grave the problem is only in the last few years, and they say the city and the nation aren't prepared to handle it. To begin to understand why, we clamber up the levees along the Mississippi River.
There is no place in the world that has a levee system as extensive as this one. It's a monster system.
Our guide is Oliver Houck. He runs the environment program at Tulane University Law School. The U.S. Army built this monster system we're standing on. Since the late 1800s, the Army Corps of Engineers has built more than 2,000 miles of high grassy embankments along the Mississippi and its branches.
This levee system is to levees around the world the way the Great Wall of China is to walls around the world. I mean, there are other walls, and then there's the wall. And there are other levee systems, but this is the levee system.
The Army built it because storms over the Mississippi used to cause massive floods. Back in the 1920s, the river gushed over its banks and killed thousands of people and forced 1 million to abandon their homes.
It was always thought that the big threat of flooding in New Orleans was from the river. And it was, because it flooded regularly. And so we beat flooding by taming the river. The irony of history has been that we've like one of those old citadels in the adventure story, defended ourselves against the enemy that we knew, which was the river. But to the rear and to the flank was this other threat that we're only beginning now to appreciate, and it may be too late to prevent.
The first warning shots came in 1969.
The remnants of killer Hurricane Camille continued to spread death and destruction today, triggering flash floods.
Hurricane Camille shook the country. It was one of those rare Category 5 storms. And here's the problem. When the government built the levees to protect New Orleans, they designed them to hold off much smaller storms. Government officials didn't expect that such a massive hurricane could hit the city in our lifetimes, or in our grandchildren's lifetimes.
The country's chief hurricane expert declared today that Hurricane Camille was the greatest storm of any kind ever to hit the nation.
Camille missed New Orleans, but only by 100 miles, which suggested that maybe government officials had been short-sighted. Then another Category 5 storm hit the country in the early 1990s. Remember Hurricane Andrew? Now officials in Louisiana started to worry more about New Orleans. They got another warning just a few years ago.
Forecasters think Georges could strike New Orleans with 115-mile-an-hour winds. Thousands packed up and moved out, clogging evacuation routes.
And that taught everybody a troubling lesson. Joe Cejeda, the scientist with a big stick, drives me through the city to explain.
Well, Hurricane George, or George A., was one for which the track had the potential of flooding the city. So the people were given a mandatory evacuation order to evacuate the city.
And government officials had made elaborate plans so the population could evacuate smoothly. We keep passing blue street signs marked Hurricane Evacuation Route. The government had organized fleets of buses to rescue tens of thousands of people who didn't have cars. At the last minute, Hurricane George faded to a weaker storm and it veered away, which was lucky because the evacuation was a fiasco.
And what happened to the people that did evacuate is that they got into massive traffic jams, and many of them spent the worst part of the hurricane either on the highway, stopped, or had pulled off to the side of the road.
Now, supposing the hurricane had really walloped New Orleans, here are all these thousands and thousands of people in their cars trapped on the roads. What would happen to them?
Many of our evacuation routes are subject to flooding. And they would be washed away, and there would be really no way for the help, that is emergency services people, to get to them to help them.
And there's another reason why scientists worry more about hurricanes every single year. There's always been a huge natural buffer that helps protect New Orleans from storms. There are miles of wetlands between here and the Gulf of Mexico. They slow hurricanes down as they blow in from the sea. But that buffer is disappearing. Every year, a chunk of wetland the size of Manhattan crumbles and turns into open water.
So the hurricane can move closer to the city before it starts to decrease its intensity. So in effect, the city is moving closer to the Gulf as each year goes by.
And he says it's partly because of those levees along the Mississippi River. It turns out that when the government stopped the river from flooding, it prevented the wetlands from getting the regular doses of flood water and mud that they need to survive. Cejeda studies show that if the wetlands keep vanishing over the next few decades, then you won't need a giant storm to devastate New Orleans. A much smaller hurricane could do the job. That's why Walter Maestri and his colleagues are getting ready at the Emergency Command Center in Jefferson Parish. He says if the hurricane comes, they'll seal themselves inside.
This is the communication center here. At every station, we've got fire, we've got emergency medical, we've got public works, National Guard, because
Maestri says picture what happens if a huge storm strikes just to the east of the city.
The hurricane is spinning counterclockwise. It's now got a wall of water in front of it some 30, 40 feet high. As it approaches the levees that surround the city, it tops those levees. The water comes over the top, and first, the communities on the west side of the Mississippi River go under. Now, Lake Pontchartrain, which is on the eastern side of the community, that water from Lake Pontchartrain is now pushed on to that population, which has been fleeing from the western side, and everybody's caught in the middle. The bowl now completely fills. And we've now got the entire community underwater, some 20, 30 feet underwater.
Remember all those levees that the U.S. Army built around New Orleans to hold smaller floods out of the bowl? Maestri says now those levees would doom the city. because they'll trap the water in.
It's going to look like a massive shipwreck. Everything that the water has carried in is going to be there, and it's going to have to be cleaned out. I mean, alligators, moccasins, God knows what, that lives in the surrounding swamps have now been flushed, literally, into the metropolitan area. And there's no way for them to get out because they're inside the bowl now. There's no water to drink. There's no water to use for sanitation purposes. All of your sewage treatment plants are underwater. And, of course, the material is floating free in the community. The petrochemicals that are produced all up and down the Mississippi River, much of that has floated into this bowl. I mean, this has become the biggest toxic waste dump in the world now, is the city of New Orleans because of what has happened.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers runs its own command post right on the banks of the river, and federal officials have ordered them to figure out what would it take after a disaster to get New Orleans back in shape. You'll find the Army Corps' chief researcher behind a warren of gray cubicles. He's assembling his findings in a three-ring notebook.
Each of these maps shows a different area. This shows the airport where you flew in, over to the old
Jay Cohn says nobody in America has faced these problems across an entire city. Not after an earthquake, not after floods, not after September 11th.
Street signs will be gone. The things that you normally think, I'm going to go to the corner of Broadway and St. Charles, and that place won't be there.
Electricity.
Electricity will be out. Power lines will be down everywhere.
Transportation, automobiles.
There won't be any. The Army people that come in will have to come in with special vehicles.
Combe looks like Santa Claus with a tie. It's especially unnerving to hear him talk about disaster. He's trying to figure out, for instance, how will emergency workers start working in a city that's drowned in an 80-mile lake? New Orleans has protected itself from past floods, partly with the levees, but the city also operates one of the biggest pumping systems on Earth. There are giant turbines all across town. And every time there's a major rain, they suck up the water and pump it out.
The problem is the city's been underwater, and the whole city has to be drained by those pumps. Since the pumps have been underwater, the pumps are flooded. They don't operate now. We have to get the pumps back in operation. And in order to get the pumps back in operation, we have to get the water out of the city.
Catch 22.
That's correct.